It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're back together again. And I'm glad of that. I want to show you this right away. It's a picture of a house and some trees and the night sky. Did you ever see the sky at nighttime? Did you ever see the stars in the sky or the moon? And if you did you look at that same sky in the daytime and wonder where those stars and that moon were hiding? Well, the stars and the moon are still in the sky in the daytime, even if we can't see them. Isn't that interesting to think about? Things that you can't see, but they're still there. Let's go to the kitchen. I'd like to try to make a star. Put on my glasses so I can see this paper very carefully. I've put some dots on the paper. So that I can cut out a star. You have to be very careful when you're using scissors. There it is, a star. See where it came from? I don't know if I could look through this. Maybe I'll just put these on. See what it looks like to have my glasses on outside. Peek-a-boo. Well, I want to put a string on this star. Just put a little tape attached to the string. Have the star go up. Star is over here. See it? You know it's somewhere. Something that is always somewhere, even when we can't see it. Feed the fish. There you are, fish. If the fish would go and hide, they'd still be somewhere. Also, we can't always see people who live in other countries, but they're there somewhere. Remember last time Tatiana called on the phone and said that she would come to visit us later in the week? This is a map of the world, a globe of the world. It shows the different countries and oceans. And of course, the world itself is much bigger than this globe because everybody in the world lives on the real world. Anyway, this shows us, like a little picture would, what our world is like. Now, this is where we make our television program. And over here is where Tatiana makes her television program for children and their families. One time I visited Tatiana and some other people in her neighborhood, and I got to see what they're like and where they make their television program. I even got to take Daniel Tiger and visit on Tatiana's program, which is called Good Night, Little Ones. I like to remember my visit there, and when I think about it and remember it, it's almost like being there again. When I first visited Moscow, it was in the daytime. I was able to see that people had built this city beside a river. I remember boats. And I also remember people, lots of people. Moscow is a very large city with many people and many things to see. As I was walking along one of the streets, I saw something that made me marvel. It's a building called St. Basil's. And as I looked at it, I thought of our neighborhood of make-believe. It was so fanciful. It looked like somebody had a lot of fun designing it and painting it. I also remember seeing buildings with golden domes and buildings with flags on them. I even saw children with flags the day I visited. They were waiting for a parade. Children on their way to school. They seemed very happy. On my way to Tatiana's place, I passed through a market square where there were lots of stores and lots of people. I saw different artists drawing portraits of people. They worked so carefully. I saw many things, and I knew what they were, even though I was very far from home. As I was walking along, I met a group of children, and I thought they might like to meet a shy tiger.
Anybody else want to touch me?
Oh, they're going. Goodbye.
Goodbye. До свидания.
What a great day I had seeing all the buildings and rivers, and especially the people of Moscow. But it was getting late. I had just enough time to get to Tatiana's place. Since they make their television program in the evening, it was almost dark when I arrived at the television place. And since I don't speak the Russian language and Tatiana doesn't speak the English language, I was to meet a woman named Nona Perez. She can speak both Russian and English, and she would be with Tatiana and me while we visited.
Oh, are you Nona?
Yes, hello. Nice to meet you here. We're
thank
so
you.
Happy.
Well, thank you.
They are waiting already for you at the studio. May I help you with the code?
Of course. I'm really excited about this visit, Nona. Mm. Thank you very much.
This way, please.
Good, thank you. My good. Oh, this must be Tatiana.
Oh! Hello, господин Роджерс.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Татьяна.
Я очень рада вас видеть.
She's very glad to meet you.
Well, thank you for this invitation. I've looked forward to coming for a long time.
Господин Роджерс благодарит вас за приглашение. Он с нетерпением ждал приезда сюда. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you. Спасибо.
Господин Фред. Разрешите вас познакомить режиссер, который делает передачу «Спокойной ночи, малыши».
Виктор Спиридонов.
This is the director of Good Night Kids. His name is Victor Spiridonov.
Здравствуйте, Виктор.
Разрешите, я займусь своим делом. Извините.
He'd like, business, so.
He has things to do,
yes.
I'm sure.
Хотите посмотреть, где делают нашу передачу?
Of
You'd
course.
Like to have a look at the studio where
of course.
The program?
Oh. Спасибо.
Пожалуйста.
This way, please.
Здравствуйте, Роберто.
Привет.
Здравствуйте.
Вот это наша студия.
This is our studio.
Well, it's very much like the place we make our television visit.
Господин Роджерс говорит, что это очень похоже yeah. на студию, yeah. где они готовят свои передачи. Yeah. Господин Роджерс, у нас есть рояль.
We have the piano oh, here.
Хотите поиграть?
Would you like to play the
of
piano?
Of course I would. I love to touch a piano wherever I go.
Где бы я ни был, я все время хочу играть на фортепиано.
Won't you be my neighbor? Будешь ты мой? Будешь ты мой? Будешь ли ты мой, Саша?
Браво.
That
Спасибо.
Means, won't you be my neighbor? And that's the song that we sing at the beginning of our program.
Эту песню мы исполняем в самом начале нашей передачи. Будешь ли ты мой сосед?
Yes.
Будешь ли ты моим соседом? Вот здесь мы начинаем всегда нашу программу.
Oh, that's where you start yours,
right
is that it?
Here. Yes, uh-huh. exactly.
Когда вы будете участвовать в нашей передаче, вы будете сидеть здесь.
When you participate in our program, you will sit on that chair.
Okay?
Oh, okay, okay.
Это глобус.
Uh-huh. A globe.
Америка.
Америка.
Здесь Москва.
Москва.
Here is Moscow.
Oh, good.
Господин Роджерс, хотите посмотреть наших кукол?
Would you like to see our puppets?
Puppets? Oh, yes. Кукол, you say?
Куклы.
Куклы.
Mm-hmm.
Куклы.
Познакомьтесь, пожалуйста, Галя.
Here's Galia.
Галина, актриса.
Галя.
Господин Роджерс.
And what is your name? Харуша.
His name is Харуша.
Харуша. Oh, what a lovely puppet you are. Would you like to meet a puppet from our neighborhood?
Хочешь увидеть нашу куклу из наш, которая живет по соседству с нами?
Хочешь? Вот там вот.
Да.
Конечно, хочу.
Yes, I want to see it.
It's a puppet whose name is Daniel. And he's very shy.
Она очень стеснительная.
I'm too shy, I think.
Я очень стеснительная.
Hi. Oh, you're such a big pig.
Look at that большой крыша.
A большой pig. Hi.
Крюша, поздоровайся.
Say hello. Hello.
Hello to you.
Oh,
thank you. I like you.
Oh,
До свидания.
До свидания. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Господин Роджерс, я прошу вас, пожалуйста, пока посидите здесь.
Of course.
Sit here for a while.
Я вас позову.
I'll call you later.
While I was waiting, I was able to see what children in Russia see.
when the program Good Night Little Ones begins. Now, as Tatiana began, Harusha interrupted. He was very excited about this special visitor. Tatiana explained that I had come from America.
America?
To help them understand, she used a globe, one like ours, to show the United States of America and Russia. Well, before I knew it, it was time for my visit on television with Tatiana.
Здравствуйте.
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 Very shy tiger. Tatiana explained who I was and how much I enjoyed children all over the world. Daniel and Harusha showed the children some short films. And when that was finished, it was time to say goodbye.
Спят усталые игрушки, книжки спят. Одеяло и подушки ждут ребят. Даже сказка спать ложится, чтобы ночью нам присниться. Ей пожелай.
What a wonderful time I had that day. I saw so many new things and met so many friendly people who cared about children and worked for children the way I do through television. Sometimes when you meet new friends and it's time to say goodbye, you give them a gift to help them remember your time together. I wanted our new friends to remember our neighborhood. I know I'll remember their neighborhood and think about it for a long, long time.
Баю-бай, должны все люди ночью спать. Баю-баю, завтра будет день опять. За день мы устали очень, скажем всем спокойной ночи, глазки закрывай.
And then I came back over the waters. Back home. And even though I can't see those people right now, I can think about them and know that they're somewhere. And they're not pretend. They're real, just like you. Even though you're not in this room, on this couch with me, you're somewhere. And you're real. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Let's have some make-believe. Get the trolley. Okay, trolley. Let's pretend that it's still nighttime in the neighborhood of make-believe. And Daniel Tiger and Lady Aberlin are visiting at Daniel's clock and talking about the night sky. Neighborhood of make-believe trolley.
It's certainly puzzling, isn't it?
What, Daniel?
That we can see the stars only at night.
But they're still up there in the day, even though we can't see them.
But what if it were daytime all the time?
What do you think that would be like?
Well, we'd be able to play and never have to go to bed. But I guess we'd never see the stars.
No, we wouldn't. And if we stayed up all the time, we'd be so tired after a while, we wouldn't even feel like playing.
You mean everybody needs to sleep?
Yes. Some of the time, everybody needs to sleep.
I see. There are so many things to wonder about. What's that?
I don't know. It looks like a pretend star.
Oh, maybe it's one of those falling stars. Is it going to hit us?
Daniel, it can't be a real star.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, a real star wouldn't have the word star printed right on it.
It wouldn't?
No. In fact, I think somebody may be playing some tricks. I'll just take a little walk over to the museum and go around.
It's nothing to be afraid of.
It looks as though it's even hanging by a string.
Then I'll just laugh about it. A star on a string. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh. I'll be back, Daniel.
Thanks, Lady Eberlin. Not too close. No. So that's how you do it.
Yes, but why would you want to fish stars through the sky?
Because nobody ever believes me.
What don't they believe?
That stars fly and fall.
Well, sure they fly and fall, but not all over people's houses and clocks. It could be very frightening, you know.
Good evening, friends.
Oh, good evening, Lady A.
Good evening, Lady A.
So that's how you're making that star fly and fall.
Nobody believed me, so I had to show them.
But those aren't real stars.
Of course they aren't. But I don't know how to catch a real star.
But you don't catch stars, Lady Elaine. You just watch them.
Oh, yes, and aren't they beautiful to watch?
I'll say.
You want to look through my telescope?
Oh, that would really be
yes.
Nice.
Two scopes coming up.
She's always doing something, isn't she?
Yes, and sometimes she scares people.
And tigers.
Exactly.
But I don't think she wants to be mean.
Oh, I don't either.
Here you go. Ooh. One for each. Tell me what you see.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
They look so close. Don't you want to see Lady Elaine?
I thought you'd never ask, Toots.
All right.
Well, I guess there are some good things about the night.
Nothing to be afraid of, is there?
To be afraid? Well, I guess not. I guess not. It sure is good having your visits. Now, let's get down to some serious looking here.
I promised Daniel that I would sing him a nighttime song. So I'll go do that now, and I'll see you both a little later.
All right, well, I'll be here for a little while.
Fine. See you, star flyers.
Oh, star flyers. Listen to her, star flyers. Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that a beauty?
Oh, yes.
I think we're looking at the same one right now.
I think so, too.
I'm not sure.
Dear Lady Eberlin, I'm inside my clock. Please come in the back door. Love, Daniel.
Lady Elaine was having Mr. Aber fly a pretend star through the sky with a long pole. Sort of like this. Lady Elaine's always thinking of something lively to do, isn't she? Let's try this. sometimes those things that Lady Elaine thinks of doing are scary to other people and animals. But I don't think she ever tries to be mean. She just wants people to play with her. Do you know any people like that? Well, we'll think more about that make-believe neighborhood next time. Right now, I must clean up these craft things. I'll just take my reading glasses with me. And the star. It's good to think about things and do things with a television neighbor like you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Put this big star here. With a big star and a moon and a hand. The stars and the moon are still there even in the daytime. The daytime. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.